What did Cyril Ramaphosa say about ANC conferences at the moment? They're about chair throwing and about the courts. And the Eastern Cape provincial conference of the weekend was about both. The faction allied to the, well, up until yesterday, ANC leader, disgruntled at the obvious loss which was facing their faction, started throwing chairs. That's what some of the video footage one has seen reveals, and then left and then tried to interdict the conference, and that was dropped. But the judge said that the papers that they handed in could be used in a review of this conference to determine its legality. Sibusiso Ngalwa is the editor of the Daily Dispatch. It was hectic. It was hairy, Sibusiso.
Thank you very much, John. Yes, it was. And I keep saying to people that we have not seen that level of chaos at this at a provincial conference before. Yes, we've seen it in the lower regions. We've seen it definitely in the kindergarten, that is the youth league, but never at the level of a provincial conference of the mother body.
And was there something specific, or is it just part of the very obvious and ever-increasing factionalism of the ANC in all provinces?
I think your characterization is correct, John, in that what you seem to have is this all-or-nothing attitude that is at play, where the different factions believe that they have to win at all costs and that a lot is at stake in terms of their interest, prestige, the power and the influence goes with them losing political power. So that is what basically this, what you saw in the Eastern Cape, I will not be surprised if it happens elsewhere in other provinces, in other provincial conferences that are still to sit, and also if we see parts of it at the December conference of the ANC, John.
Because we have KwaZulu-Natal, where there was a decision by the court, and it appears the NEC generally wanted that decision not to be appealed. The view of Gwede Mantashe is that the Ansel Ramaphosa, speaking after the Eastern Cape conference, is that the ANC must sort these things out within party, the party framework, not keep rushing to the courts. But the court ousted PEC decided to appeal that. We've had court action in the Northern Cape. There's court action pending in the Free State, and now Masuala's faction in the Eastern Cape is also heading to the courts.
Now, I think there are two things there, John. One, in that at the public level, you have the leadership of the ANC dissuading their members from going to court. But then what seems to be happening, which is the same thing that happened here in the Eastern Cape, because the leadership core of Phumulo Masualle, as led by your Andile Lungisas of this world, Mlibo Qoboshiane, they came out publicly to say they will not go to court. But what that means is that as the leadership, they will not be the ones serving the papers or having their names attached to the papers. But what you will have is ordinary branch members who are part of their core going to court. But the question then becomes, how does an ordinary member of the ANC afford to go to court? So that automatically tells you that there's more at play, in that at a public level, in terms of the posturing, they will say we're not going to court, but they'll be pushing their guys behind the scenes to say go ahead. Now, talking about the Northern Cape and other provinces, John, there are two ways to look at it. One, you can sound like Gwede Mantashe and say it looks like the ANC is being run through the courts. But two, you can also say that even for members of the ANC, they regard the courts as the final arbiters and still to be independent enough to adjudicate those cases, which to me is an indictment on the leadership of the ANC, in that the members, general membership of the party does not believe that the National Executive Committee and all the other Shina structures have the capacity to resolve their issues to their satisfaction. Two, also the ANC has to respect, obviously it has to respect the courts, in that while they have to respect the courts, that then means that the ANC has to respect its own internal processes and its own constitution. Because if the decisions that are taken in these provincial conferences can stand the court scrutiny, then the ANC will know that they did the right thing. So if this issue goes back to court, obviously today's application, which was for an interdict, was thrown out of court. But I do anticipate that you'll have a new court challenge asking for the court to review or to nullify this weekend's conference. But that, whichever way that will go, will be determined by whether the ANC respected its own processes, John.
The provincial executive committees have a very minor role to play at the electoral conference. It is the branches, the delegates from the branches, that are, in terms of numbers of votes, much more important than the provincial executive committees. And what does this provincial executive conference, electoral conference of the weekend, tell us about what the branches will vote at the end of year conference if it happens? Are they going to be solidly behind Cyril Ramaphosa?
Certainly from the Eastern Cape, that I can safely say that will be their position. Because remember, what we tend to do as political reporters and as the media is to put people in, is to pigeonhole politicians and put them in boxes. In that, if you want to look at a contest between a Mabuyane and a Maswale, you look at it within the prism of the broader national contest between Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma and Ramaphosa. But actually, Mabuyane and Maswale both agree on Ramaphosa. So what you have here are more the local dynamics at play. Okay. So which means then Ramaphosa, if Mabuyane faction won as they did over the weekend, that then means that Ramaphosa has potential to actually get even more support, even from the Phumulo Maswale grouping.
Thank you very much indeed for a very clear exposition of Eastern Cape politics. Sibusiso Ngalwa, who is the editor of the Daily Dispatch in London, East London at least.